a timely musical tribute to Sue McGregor. I'm thrilled, Skinny, I am to see you here. Sue McGregor and I, we go back a couple of years because we're still in our prime.
Yes, I'd like to. Yes to both those things, Terry.
How grateful people will be able to hear your voice again in perhaps a more popular context, because you were such an important voice as a reporter for World at One and then hosting Woman's Hour and Today. Today, I suppose, is the thing for which you were.
Well, I guess, because I did Today for a long time, 17 years, and getting up at 5 to 3 in the morning.
Oh, and working with awful people.
Well, awful people like John Humphreys.
Oh,
and yes, and beloved John and Jim Naughty also. Love them both dearly, and
really?
Others. And I miss it too, yes.
Do you?
Yes, I do. People not the getting up, but the, you know, being feeling that you're at the a bit at the cutting edge of the week or the day.
Yeah, people ask me still, you know, do I miss getting up early in the morning for the morning show? And I miss the camaraderie, I suppose.
Yes,
because
the gossip
too. If you look out here, we're dealing with a lot of what can only be described as the hooligan element. So I was just looking, obviously, I've learned more about you in the past couple of days than I ever knew.
Oh, Terry, I'm getting worried.
No. You're an honorary graduate of Severial Universities. Nottingham?
Of Seville University?
Severial.
Oh, Severial.
Nottingham, Trent and Dundee. And you're an honorary member of the Royal College of Physicians. And I wouldn't let you treat me. I don't even know.
I don't know why I am. I have to tell you, Terry, I'm feeling sort of in two places at once now, because as we speak...
A split personality.
Because as we speak, a programme I do on Radio 4...
The Reunion.
The Reunion is actually on air.
What's all that about? I mean, people want to meet. Is it about meeting people from your past?
No, not from my past, thank heavens. But what it is about is getting five people who were involved in an extraordinary event... or sometimes an awful tragedy, back together again to remember it. And it's a very simple format. And as you know, simple formats work very well on radio. Mm. And I have to say, the one that's going out today is all about the first series of Big Brother. I don't know if you remember that in the year 2000.
I actually looked at it then. I don't look at it now.
No,
because
well, it
it's
became
too
a bit sort of ghastly after it. But this was, it's amazing how... I won't say proper, but how quiet the first series was. But on it was Nasty Nick. Do you remember? He was booted out because he was accused of being devious. And there was the lovely nun, Anna, or ex-nun, who sold skateboards for a living. And there was also Craig Phillips, who won it, the nice builder from Liverpool. And we got them together with Peter Bazalgette. We actually only recorded on Wednesday. And, of course, Peter's just been made head of the Arts Council.
He's beyond his ability. the grand panjandrum of the Arts Council.
Absolutely.
And, of course, certain newspapers, we'll say the Daily Mail, think he demeans us all with the Big Brother, which, of course,
the Daily Mail called
is a little
him
harsh.
The most dangerous man in Britain at one point. But then I suppose that sells copies of the Daily Mail. So.
Yes, I've met him. He does have elements of danger about him, Peter. He looms a bit.
Very clever, though.
Yes.
Very clever.
Yes, of course, we're always suspicious of that, aren't we?
But, you know, what? The other thing I was thinking about that we did for the reunion, which is extremely topical, about 3 years ago we did the Hillsborough disaster, and we got together people. Sometimes we do frivolous things and funny things, and sometimes we do very serious things. And the Hillsborough, which is so topical at the moment because of the report that came out, I'll never forget the two mothers who lost children coming in and talking about them with such dignity. Mm. And at that point, I don't think they thought that they would ever get any kind of justice. But thank goodness we know from this week that probably that will happen for them. Let's cross fingers.
Hey now. Kills. That's Tom Jones. He finished the concert last Sunday, great concert for Radio 2 with that very song. Hey, he's a great performer, Sue.
Oh, he's terrific. I saw him years ago at the London Palladium with a bunch of mates from Woman's Hour, which was a programme I was then presenting, and we all went along, and they were throwing knickers at him.
What, the,
I
mean, the presenters of Woman's Hour?
Yeah, no, we weren't.
I should hope.
And maybe if we'd thought we'd have brought a spare pair, but these women in the, you know, in the boxes were literally hurling their underwear at him. And he was quite used to it. Just pick them up and, you know.
Wear them on his head.
Put them in another place, yes.
I know. But a tremendous performance. Now, you and I, we have certain things in common. Like we both decided to leave, quit while we were ahead.
Yes. You're talking about, yes. Well, you left today. Today, which I left, 10 years ago this year.
Yeah.
And I miss. And yes, the reason I went, I mean, I suppose a lot of people thought she's reached a certain age, time for her to retire. But in fact, you know, Terry, you and I know that I've never been on the staff of the BBC. And maybe you're the same. One is contracted to do programmes from time to time. The shortest contract I ever had was 1 month, and the longest was 1 year. But that went on for 30-plus years. But I left today because it was the attrition of getting up at 5 to 3, anything up to 4, occasionally 5 mornings a week. And I didn't have a life, really. And I thought, I live in this great city where there's so much to see and do and listen to and enjoy. I'll leave. Yeah. Leave while the going's good, yes.
As you say, yeah. So what's next then? Apart from your music, you'll be doing the reunion. Have you got any other plans for the radio?
Well,
we miss your voice.
I appear on things from time to time. The reunion is on 10 times a year, so that's almost once a month, which is not very much, I grant you. But it's sufficiently engaging, for me anyway, to take up a small smidgen of my time and give me a huge amount of satisfaction. I really enjoy doing it. And we were lucky enough to win a Sony Gold Award 2 or 3 years ago. I know you've got tons of them, Terry.
No, I don't.
But I clutch on to this one and think that made it all worthwhile.
Well, nobody deserves it. Nobody deserves it more. It's been a real pleasure to have you with us.
Terry, it's been lovely to see you again.
Come back again when you have the time.
Love to.